Did you know the Bible contains love songs? Hard for some to imagine, but it's true. Now, some of our more biblically savvy viewers might think of the Song of Solomon, which is indeed a beautiful part of the Bible. But that's not what I'm thinking of. Rather, I'm thinking of Psalm 119, which the songwriter, King David, filled with passion, praise, and heartfelt devotion. What was the object of such emotion? Believe it or not, the Ten Commandments. Does this surprise you? It shouldn't, because they paint a beautiful picture of the mind of God and play a key role in the transformation of the whole world that Jesus Christ will return and establish. Join us for this episode of Tomorrow's World, where we'll uncover the beauty of the Ten Commandments. Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World, where we help you make sense of your world through the pages of the Bible. Today we're going to spend time talking about one of God's greatest gifts to mankind, the Ten Commandments. We're also going to give you the opportunity to request our extensive resource on putting the commandments into action in your life, our free booklet titled simply, The Ten Commandments. Be sure to watch for the information you need to get your own free copy. When you look closely enough, the core doctrines of common and mainstream Christianity seem to tell you that these divine commands from God are done away with, as if God makes no binding obligation on us any longer, and we've been freed from the need to obey, freed from the Ten Commandments. But when you come to understand the commandments and what they represent, you see that you might as well speak of being freed from food and water, or freed from air and light, or for that matter, freed from understanding, freed from righteousness, and freed from freedom and liberty itself. In fact, in his inspired letter, James, the brother of Jesus Christ, twice refers to the commandments as the law of liberty, even the perfect law of liberty. Now, some preachers might dither and say that they would never preach against the Ten Commandments. Yet most who would say that are preaching in a pulpit on Sunday after having gone to the mall or the lake or the ball game on Saturday in violation of the Fourth Commandment. And in March of 2021, Christianity Today exposed modern Christianity's opinion on the Seventh Commandment to keep sexual relations within the confines of marriage by reporting that evangelicals, especially those under 40, increasingly see cohabitation as morally acceptable. Most young evangelicals have engaged in it or expect to. And how many cathedrals are filled with statues and images that people bow before, pray before, or even weep before, filled with religious devotion, when the Second Commandment forbids such objects of worship? Yes, a lot of lip service is paid to the Ten Commandments, but few people really take them as seriously as God the Father and Jesus Christ do. And what a shame that is. Because when they're embraced and taken seriously as merciful instructions handed down by a merciful and loving God, the Ten Commandments are a source of beauty in life that is unmatched by any competing laws or philosophies of men. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned King David's love song to the Ten Commandments. Let's read just a few of the words of praise and fondness penned by the warrior poet of Israel for these beautiful laws of God. We'll find them in Psalm 119. For instance, verse 35, make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. And verse 47, and I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. Verse 73, your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Verse 127, therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Verse 131, I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Verse 143, trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. Believe me, there were more, but those should help paint the picture. The Bible says that King David was a man after God's own heart, and in his trials, he found comfort in the commandments. In his distress, he found wisdom in them. He found them more beautiful and precious than gold and silver. And he says he longed to understand them and live them like the thirsty deer longs for water. No one writes such songs of heartfelt devotion, passion, about speed limits or legal regulations pouring out of Congress. The Ten Commandments are different. They provide guidance, aid, and understanding. They represent the core of the way of life of the very Creator of mankind who has shared them with us in His mercy. And as we get to know them and understand them, not just in our minds, but with the sort of understanding that only comes from acting and doing, then we begin to better understand the character and mind of God Himself. Actually, with the help of God, it is more than that. Keeping the Ten Commandments changes us and helps us not only to understand the mind of God, but even to begin to share the mind of God and to think like Him ourselves. As David writes in Psalm 19 and verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." It is no wonder that Jesus Christ told a young man quizzing him about salvation, "If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." Clearly, the Ten Commandments mattered to Jesus Christ. In fact, they mattered so much that the Apostle John wrote in his first letter in 1 John 2 and verse 4, speaking of Christ, "He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Anyone preaching that you do not need to keep the commandments to know Jesus Christ is a liar and a false preacher, whether he knows it or not, and should be avoided. In our next segment, we'll take a closer look at the commandments themselves. But first, let me give you a brief opportunity to request our free booklet, The Ten Commandments. This resource is one of the largest in our library, written by the late evangelist Roderick C. Meredith, longtime fellow presenter here on Tomorrow's World. Reflecting the wisdom of his lifetime in the ministry, this book, The Ten Commandments, takes you slowly and thoroughly through each of the Ten Commandments, helping you to understand the depths of these ancient but remarkably relevant rules for life and living. You need to bring the beauty of the Ten Commandments into your life. Take this opportunity to request your own copy of the Ten Commandments, and I'll be right back to begin taking a closer look at these remarkable laws.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/10. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/10.
Welcome back. You know, if we're going to spend all this time talking about the Ten Commandments, maybe I should take the time to read them. You'll find them listed in Exodus chapter 20, where we find the heart of God's law is listed in only 16 verses. "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Yes, the whole of the Ten Commandments fits in these 16 verses, but the art of living by them and the depth of truly understanding them only really comes through practice, the light of Jesus' teachings, and the help of God's Holy Spirit. Let's take some time to appreciate their structure and organization. In Matthew chapter 22, we read an account of a young lawyer who asked Jesus an important question. We begin in verse 36. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Notice Jesus said that the entirety of the law and the prophets hangs on these two great commandments, to love your God and to love your neighbor. Now look again at the Ten Commandments to see how they're structured. The first four of the Ten Commandments teach us how to fulfill the first great commandment to love God. And the six commandments that follow teach us how to fulfill the second great commandment to love others. The Ten Commandments aren't just some legalistic list of do's and don'ts. When you understand what Jesus is saying, you see them as essential instructions in love. In fact, let me ask you, what is more beautiful than the love of God? Not just receiving it, but growing in it ourselves in compassion and outflowing concern. Well, if we seek to know the beauty of God's love in our lives, then we will want to keep the Ten Commandments. Don't take my word for it. Take the Apostle John's, often called the Apostle of Love because love was such a consistent focus of his writings in Scripture. He teaches us a very important truth of God in his first letter. In 1 John 5 and verse 3, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." When you understand this connection between how the Ten Commandments are central to teaching us how to love God and to love each other, and the fact that as 1 John 4:8 tells us, God is love, then you begin to see how the Ten Commandments represent God's own mind and character in print, and how learning to practice them and to make them a part of your life is a vital part of the beautiful transformation God seeks to achieve in all of us. Before we look in detail at some of these beautiful commandments, let me pause very briefly to give you another opportunity to request today's free offer, the Ten Commandments. Some memorize them as children, and others have them hanging on a plaque in their home. But nothing compares to the joy of deeply understanding the Ten Commandments, one by one, as guides to a life of fulfillment and as keys to understanding the mind of God. As Roderick Meredith explains in this free resource, the Ten Commandments are central to understanding God's will for your life and for the fulfillment of His profound and eternal purpose for your glorification in eternity. The Ten Commandments takes you slowly and thoroughly through each of the commandments, helping you to understand the depths of these ancient but remarkably relevant rules for life and living. Take just a few moments to request your own copy now of this life-changing resource, and I'll be right back to reveal the depth and insight to be found in some of these individual wonders of God's Word. Don't go away.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/10.
Let's dive into some of the individual commandments themselves. Just as the beauty of a gemstone is shaped by how its individual facets reveal its brilliance, each of the commandments contributes to the overall beauty of these laws of God. In fact, consider the first one. Give it in Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 and 3. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Now compare this to, say, the beginning of the U.S. Declaration of Independence, which lays a foundation based on the idea that all men are created equal, or the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which states in its first article that all human beings are free and equal in dignity and rights. In today's free resource, The Ten Commandments, Roderick Meredith explains the stark difference between works like these and the commandments. In our day of human reason, agnosticism, and creeping materialism, it is important to notice that the Almighty spoke first not about the brotherhood of man, but about obedience and worship to God, the creator and ruler of heaven and earth, and the personal God of those who serve and obey him. What a difference! Unlike human philosophers or politicians who ground our obligations to each other in moral theories or passing ethical fashions, God grounds our obligations on his own eternal and unchanging status as the creator of all things who does not change. Consequently, the Ten Commandments have a beautiful and immovable foundation that grounds them in the firmest foundation possible. For instance, the fourth commandment about keeping the Sabbath holy is about the day he himself sanctified at creation. The sixth commandment against murder, we're told in Genesis 9:6, is grounded in the fact that man is made in God's image. The ninth commandment against bearing false witness runs afoul of the fact that God is a God of truth and that his word is truth. This grounding in the nature and character of the eternal God who created all life, indeed, the God who created all reality, gives these inspired commandments a richness and depth that few ever take the time to truly explore. Consider the third commandment against using God's name in vain. How often is this commandment trampled in this world? Often by the very ones who claim to be living a godly life. Yet not using God's name in vain is so much more than simply not using his name in curse words or swearing. For instance, everyone who claims to be a Christian is, in a very real way, taking on the name of Jesus Christ. Yet if we behave in an unchristian manner and set a bad example, we've taken on that name in vain. Keeping the third commandment means taking our lives seriously enough to bring honor to the name we bear. And in that way, the commandment becomes far more than a guide concerning statements we make with our mouths, but a motivation to consider the statements we make with our lives. Even the commandments that might seem obvious, such as the sixth commandment, you shall not murder, have so much more to say than those four words might seem to reveal. Jesus Christ himself makes this plain, explaining in Matthew 5:21 and 22 that hating your brother in your heart is the spirit of murder, and that hating others violates the sixth commandment. When you look at the world today and see how anger-filled it is, and then when you recognize it as the spirit of murder that you're seeing in the faces of rage that fill our streets and news feeds, suddenly you realize just how far we've fallen from what God seeks to make of us. And further still, the command against murder is rooted in the fact that every single human being is created in God's image, in contrast to the culture of death we see around us, in which abortion, euthanasia, and assisted suicide are considered moral progress instead of the signs of moral degradation they truly represent. A devotion to living the values of the sixth commandment is a devotion to respecting the beautiful image of God inherent in every human life. not just the life of the healthy and the strong, but the life of the infirm and the weak. As God told Moses in Exodus 4 and verse 11, "Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord?" The sixth commandment declares that no life is without value and meaning in the eyes of God. And even a supposedly simple and obvious command like "you shall not murder" has beautiful depths that are worth exploring. In a moment, I want to help us step back and take in the larger picture by imagining the world that Jesus Christ will establish at His return. When we do, we'll find the Ten Commandments are the key to seeing that picture. Before that, though, I want to take one final break to give you time to request today's free offer, the Ten Commandments. You will find nowhere else on earth a guide like this to take you through the Ten Commandments, one after the other, explaining how each one provides a key to making your life everything God would have it to be. You need the blessings that come from making God's laws your own in the most personal and profound of ways. This free booklet, The Ten Commandments, was designed to help you do just that. Order your copy right now, and I'll be right back to paint a picture of the commandment-keeping world Jesus Christ longs to establish here on earth. Don't go away.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/10. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/10.
Welcome back. Before we leave each other today, I'd like to take a moment and ask you to imagine a world seemingly out of reach, but one which will soon become reality with the return of Jesus Christ. A world in which everyone is keeping all 10 of the Ten Commandments. Imagine a world in which every human being in every country on earth has no other God than the God of the Bible. Every living, breathing soul understands that nothing in their devotions should come before God the Father and Jesus Christ, and everyone worships them alone. That worship is free of any and all trappings of paganism. There are no statues or images of so-called saints or other distractions. Every soul on earth uses God's name with a sense of respect for everything that it represents, because they know that the words they utter matter. Consequently, no one uses foul language any longer. No one anywhere on the planet utters God's name in a curse, and it would not even cross someone's mind to swear or speak in a filthy manner. Imagine a world in which everyone keeps the seventh day Sabbath. Gone forever are the days when someone works 7 days a week, replaced by a joyful, worldwide observance of God's ordained rest from labor, a time for families to reaffirm their affections for each other and to seek the face of their God together. Every week, everyone on earth gathers together as God commands in holy convocation to sing praises to their Creator and their Savior and to learn together from the pages of Scripture. Imagine, too, that in that world, families have been restored as the fundamental building blocks of civilization. Parents are honored and loved in accordance with the fifth commandment, and grandparents and great-grandparents are held in high esteem as children are taught to respect those who've gone before them. Those same children play safely in the streets as families spend time together in the neighborhood because violence and hatred are no longer a part of anyone's experience. Families remain intact for life, and marriages remain strong as men and women learn the joy and peace that comes from reserving physical intimacy for the God-ordained place for which it was designed, their marriages. There are no locks on doors, and children leave their bicycles on the front lawns, since no one would ever think to take something that is not theirs. And relationships in the community and between people and their leaders are built on a foundation of mutual trust and respect, in which everyone speaks truthfully with each other. Then imagine that over all this lies an air of contentment and gratitude, because the idea that happiness is dependent on the number of things you can buy or collect to keep up with the neighbors has long since passed from the world. Instead, everyone finds their deepest satisfaction in the profitable work of their hands, the joy they feel from the love of friends and family, and the knowledge that the God they worship is one who knows them and loves them and is personally working in this world and in their lives to bring His purpose for their lives to fruition, when they will join His own family and step into eternity with Him forever. That beautiful world, which Jesus Christ will establish at His return, is one in which everyone keeps the Ten Commandments. Of course, you and I don't have to wait for His return to begin manifesting that world around us. We can begin by turning to Him and living the beautiful richness of His commandments in our lives right now, today. Our free booklet, The Ten Commandments, would be a great place to start. I do hope you'll get your copy. And I hope you'll come back next week, where Gerald Weston, Richard Ames, Rod McNair, and I will be right here waiting, working to help you understand the gospel of God's kingdom, the end-time prophecies of your Bible, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and to help you pierce the fog of today's world to see the hope-filled world of tomorrow that Christ is bringing with Him. Until next time, take care.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/10. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to tomorrow's world for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Do you have the feeling our world is going in the wrong direction? A very bad direction? Where can you turn to make sense of a world that is spinning out of control?
Tomorrow's World exposes the truth and reveals the real reasons behind today's news.
And it just brings a peace of mind that I just really need in this time.
Tomorrow's World magazine makes sense of today's chaos, looking at history, science, and current events through the pages of the Bible.
It helps me be a better person.
And for us, it's really about the hope.
The nice thing is that the subscription is free.
Join over 450,000 loyal readers and enjoy peace of mind knowing what's ahead.
In times like these, we need real answers. Clarity, not confusion, and truth instead of lies.
Jesus commands, freely you have received, freely give. So every subscription is completely free. Visit twmagazine.org to get yours now.